I'm Maria Dudzak, and I am joined in the studio by Reagan Miller. She is KRBD's new Report for America reporter. She's a Report for America Corps member. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here, and welcome to KRBD. You'll be doing some reporting for us. But before we talk a bit about that, tell people a bit about your background. Where did you come from and come into Ketchikan or born here or whatever your background is?
Yeah, I've been here since late 2016, so that's a handful of years now. It's a great place. I lived in Craig on POW for about 5 years, and before that, Sitka, when I was real young, up in Iliamna and Kotzebue. So I've been here in Ketchikan for a while.
Wow, you've been all over Alaska.
Yes.
And bet it's seen a lot of different things.
Yeah, that's quite the privilege. I've been able to see a ton.
And what is your education training background?
Yeah, so I was actually homeschooled. My mom has a teaching degree, so homeschooled for, you know, through third grade through high school, and then I've taken a couple of courses up at the UAS Ketchikan campus.
And what is your work experience?
Yeah, so I was at the Ketchikan Daily News for 3.5 years. I started in January of 2019, and that was fantastic. I did not count on a pandemic during that experience, but that was a whole different journalistic experience. But I focused a lot on arts, entertainment, education, and everything in between. So that was a great experience and very hands-on.
Is there any particular beat, so to speak, that really attracts you?
During my time at the Daily News, I really enjoyed education. I really like talking with kids and learning what's happening in the community. A lot of people really like to know what's going on with their kids and the kids in the community. So I really enjoyed that type of work. And I think now what's attracting me is just general news stories that would interest kind of Southern Southeast as a whole, and maybe not more long form, but stories that have reaching effects to various communities.
Okay, and we should explain a little bit this Report for America. We, KRBD, will be paying half of the salary here, and we thank our members for their help financially to have a second reporter. It's been quite a while since we've had two, and it will allow us to get a lot more news out there to you. And we hope to sustain this position over the years. It's a 2-year stint, so to speak. And you, I know, have just started. I mean, you just came here 2 days ago. So how has your experience been? I know you've been communicating with Report for America. Is there anything you can tell us about that?
Definitely. So it's been really busy. I've been attending various seminars and orientations since I was accepted into the core program in April. But this week, I've been going through a couple of orientations for the last 3 days. I'll have my final group orientation this afternoon, but learning a lot about their policies and guidelines, what's expected of the core members, but also hearing from a lot of different subject matter experts about best ways to build beats or connect with sources when you're taking on a new beat. Yesterday, my group was led by an investigative reporter from NBC, just kind of talking about how best to connect with people. And I've been able to receive a lot of support about transitioning from print to radio, which has been quite the experience over the last 2 days.
Okay. And that's a question, too. How do you feel about going from print to radio?
I'm enthusiastic. Definitely still learning. There's been a bit of a learning curve. There are things that you can do, obviously, in a newspaper that is not how you should write for radio or talk. So it's been really fun to learn those things and kind of see it in action. But I think I have a ways to go yet.
Well, you've only been here 2 days.
Yes.
Can't expect you to have all of that recording knowledge overnight.
Of course not.
And are there any things that you're hoping to be able to cover? Any particular topics, perhaps? Or, I did mention like what you're interested in. You mentioned education and stuff. Anything else that, you know, kind of intrigues you?
Oh, for sure. So when Report for America hired me on into the Corps, part of the contract was specifically focusing on Alaska Native communities, Asian American communities, and rural issues. So all of those topics are really at the forefront. So I've just been trying to make good contacts and sources and try to drum up stories and things that might interest people about those communities. So that's really what I'm hoping to focus on right now.
Okay, and on kind of an aside, what are sort of maybe some of your hobbies and interests? Tell us a little about.
Oh boy,
you off of the news beat.
Yes, well, when I am not working, I am a big reader. I'll read basically anything, and I've really been enjoying that. I have a pet gecko. I've had him for about a year now, so I like playing around with him. I like to get out and walk or hike with friends when I can. We've had some really warm weather. It's almost too warm. But a lot of reading, a lot of just getting out and seeing the sights around town. Been here 6 years, but there's always, you know, something beautiful to see or go and do. So a lot of reading and exploring.
Okay. All right, great. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I'm just excited to be here, excited to get some new experience and kind of start learning the ropes and connecting with the community.
All right. Thank you so much. Reagan Miller, she is here with KRBD, a Report for America Corps member who is our new reporter. And you'll hear a lot more of her stories and hear her on the air over the course of time. Thank you so much.